Good morning, everyone. My name is Rebecca Goldberg. I'm the ICT Workstream Lead for the Greenwich BSF project, working with VT, who are Greenwich's strategic partners for the BSF programme. I'm joined by Keith Whitten, my colleague. First of all, I'm going to start by just saying a little bit about the background in Greenwich, a little bit about how ICT will contribute to the transformation agenda, and some more project-specific details about the ICT managed service procurement. Then hand over to Keith, who's going to talk really about how we've developed the ICT vision and how we've engaged with stakeholders in order to do that. If we have any questions at the end, Keith and I will hang around, we'll be around for informal questions at the end. Right. So Greenwich is a Pathfinder BSF project, and the intention is to refresh the entire secondary estate over the next 10 years. Extended schools are absolutely at the heart of these new communities, which are being developed as part of the regeneration agenda that's going on specifically in Greenwich. And here are some of the projects which you may or may not have heard of. Kidbrook, for any of you who saw Jamie Oliver's school dinners, that was Kidbrook there. The Greenwich Peninsula, which the picture of the dome at the beginning, and various other regeneration projects. The important thing for schools in Greenwich to achieve is to arm learners with the skills to take advantage of the opportunities that are coming to Greenwich now and over the next few years. In our Wave 1 project, we've got 5 schools, got 3 new builds, 2 of which are PFIs. One new build, Crownwoods, which is a design and build project, and 2 refurbishments. Greenwich has also discovered this recently, that it will also be part of Wave 5. And here's the East Enders picture that shows you where the schools are in South East London. So in our work stream, we're looking to procure an ICT managed service, and this gives you an idea of the scope of the project. We've got 18,500 pupils in total in Greenwich, and the long-term objective is to procure a single managed service for all the schools. That includes the 14 secondaries, but we'd like to extend it to academies and primary schools as well. We're also exploring with LBG, a London Borough of Greenwich, if there's potential to procure specific services for LBG and use the BSF procurement to do that, to get greater value from the procurement. Got commitment for ICT, and Keith will talk about the engagement with stakeholders that we've been going through. Our schools are now committed to the managed service. Some of you may know that Greenwich has not followed the standard LEP model, and instead they're going through a 2-stage process. They have appointed VT as their strategic partnering organisation, and that's the first stage for selection, and that was announced formally at the end of last year. The second stage will be to go out and procure construction, FM, and also the ICT, of course, through competitive OJU procurement. The main benefit of these processes of choosing this route is that the design process will be much more advanced by the time we go out to competitive procurement. And having VT working alongside as a partner to Greenwich helps give the local authority more capacity. I'll just quickly talk through the contract structure. It's quite confusing, but we've got London Borough Greenwich at the top with the strategic partnering organisation to the left. 2 special purpose vehicles, 1 PFI and 1 design and build for the schools projects. And ICT will be held separately, directly with London Borough of Greenwich, so it'll be an ICT managed service direct to the borough. The whole point of BSF is education transformation. And we must be mindful in our ICT that it's not technology for technology's sake. Everything that we need, that we are doing, needs to underpin the education vision for the borough. And it's vital that all the work being done in the buildings programme, the FM and the IT is integrated at every stage of the process in order that we do get the step change in outcomes that we're looking for. One of the things that's really key to this is the change management. And we're conscious that the work that we're doing now to work up vision, ICT vision and output specification is just the first change management tasks in a long process. So it will need to continue through implementation, and it's going to take a while for ICT to be embedded and to be used to its full potential. Sorry about that. Just a little bit about our project. We've got a core team of four staff, supplemented by specialists, particularly on finance, legal and contracts, as we move through the procurement. And we're also working very closely with LBG specialists, particularly from the CLCs and the Education ICT team. Briefly, the process that we're going through, we're still early stages really, but we've got an ICT vision now agreed between all the schools and the borough, which is setting the vision for all our work over the next few years. We're in the middle of producing the output specification, again with the borough and with the schools. And we issued an ODU at the end of last year, so we're just embarking on the procurement process, which is a competitive dialogue ODU process. Oops. Just reiterate, we're looking for an ICT managed service contract to be held directly with the London Borough of Greenwich. VT, the strategic partner organisation, will manage that procurement on behalf of Greenwich. We're very keen to offer elements of the managed service ahead of the wave, ahead of building go live date, which currently is September 09, for two reasons really. We want to get early benefits into Greenwich, we want to deliver some early benefits, but also we want to avoid the big bang effect of having new buildings, new schools and new IT all on the same day. So where we can deliver early, we will. We're looking to deliver elements of the ICT service where it makes sense to non-BSF schools, so ahead of the wave again. And because we've been consulting with all the schools, we think that's a very real possibility. And my last slide is just a roughly our timetable. We've issued the OG notice. Our PQQ comes back next Monday, so we're getting into the procurement proper now. We'll have a dialogue phase during March and April, and contract close over the summer. Wave 1 schools open in September 09, but obviously we're hoping to deliver some elements early.
Hello, right, thank you. I'm Keith Whidden. I work for VT4S. I come from a school improvement background, inspection, local authority and so on. And so my side of this is really looking at the education transformation side of Greenwich, working very much with Greenwich people. And as Rebecca says, engagement is a very important part of the Greenwich project. It's essential to designing ICT solutions that are fit for purpose. That's what we're about. And we've very much gone for a very wide engagement programme. We've gone for a stakeholder group that includes head teachers and deputy heads and representatives from all Greenwich schools rather than just the ones involved in the first or the second waves. So we've got primary and special school representatives in that as well, because we're seeking to procure a managed service which won't just be for the BSF schools, it will be potentially for all the schools in the borough. And therefore it's absolutely vital to get everybody's part of what that managed service is going to be like right from the start. So we've run a whole series of workshops on various aspects of the ICT managed service. We've run workshops on the ICT vision, done a lot of work with schools on the vision for ICT, and we've now got that agreed by that stakeholder group, including primary schools. They've signed up to the whole vision. We've looked at applications that are going to run on that, including learning platforms and managed information systems. We've looked at infrastructure and equipment. We've looked at change management, transition implementation, and so on. Very much aware that change management isn't just about training. It needs to be something that's evolutionary over a long period of time, and we're working with schools very much on that change management process. We've also done quite a lot to try and win the confidence of schools in terms of what a managed service might look like and why it might be of advantage to schools rather than something to worry about. And as part of that, to build the confidence of schools that managed services can perform, we took a group of about 20 schools, including primary schools and Wave 1 schools, over to Northern Ireland to visit the C2K managed service network in Northern Ireland. And that was a very, very important visit to actually build the confidence, because our head teachers were able to sit down with Northern Ireland head teachers and really ask the sort of pertinent questions about what does it look like, is it going to work, and so on. And I think that reflection really changed how they felt about what it's going to be. And that's a picture over in Northern Ireland at that particular day. So we're working towards ICT to transform education. On the left-hand side there, the situation now, obviously most schools have ICT suites. They've got a standard computer pupil ratio 1:4. ICT is accessible where there's cabling and so on. What we want to be moving to, of course, is to where all learners have access on demand. We want rich media. All the schools want this. It's not a problem to get the schools to agree to a vision like that on the right-hand side. But obviously it's how you put that together in terms of the procurement. And it's how you hold on to that vision through the procurement that's the important part. So our vision has these first major headings, which I think you would expect almost in any BSF ICT vision, that it's about learning and teaching, it's about improving that across the curriculum and outside the curriculum. It's about providing access to learning for pupils with a diverse range of needs, including SEN. This is an inclusive vision. It's a way of making learning available beyond the normal form of school, or the virtual school if you like, and as a tool for whole school improvement. And we built on the original Greenwich vision, which I won't go through all those points, but here's just some of the things in the vision. But the key thing is the headings are about people. So the first heading area is about how we're going to improve learning. The next one is how we're going to improve teaching. How is ICT going to work with communities? And then also leadership and administration. And I think a very key part of our vision statement is that we've developed some scenarios about what it will look like if you're a learner in Greenwich, what it will look like if you're a teacher in Greenwich. And it brings the vision to life. And importantly, we've got a taxi. importantly, it enables us to test whether our output spec and our managed service that we're going to procure will meet the vision by seeing whether it can make these scenarios come to life.